Houston, is all systems go? We love our Astros in Houston.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Hey, what do you think would be the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week, Del?
Well, let's find out, John.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
And here's the pitch, Justin Verlander. That's the 14th strikeout by Verlander tonight. What a night for Justin Verlander, tying a career high. Justin Verlander with 14 strikeouts of Dodger hitters.
And let's try this one more time now that our system seems to work.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Called third strike, strikeout number 12 for Verlander. Grandal doesn't like the call. Swing and a miss. That is 13 strikeouts for Verlander. He is through seven. He got him. Verlander strikes out Peterson after being down in the count 3-0. That is 14 strikeouts, matching his career high.
I like my call better.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
There it is. Thank you to Robbins Brothers for sponsoring the Diamond Play of the... How about Justin Verlander with 14 strikeouts?
That was good. I thought it was going to be up and over by Mariznick would get it from yesterday.
No, it didn't lead to a win.
Well, I know, but it was a sweet play.
It was a sweet play.
It was a play.
But Justin Verlander's 14...
And that was strikeout number 12. That was strikeout number 12. That wasn't even number 14.
They did 13 and 14, too.
Oh, did they play them both? Oh, I need to listen better.
Yeah, you might want to listen to the show, Lance.
I'm too caught. Like, we haven't even talked about Hall of Fame. Did you get to see any of the speeches?
I saw some of Urlacher's, but I can't watch Ray Lewis.
I was enthralled with Ray. You know, he's the first one that wore a strapped mic, and they said he's going to explore the stage. And Ray was up preaching. I mean, Ray, it was also hot, and Ray was wiping the face quite a bit with a towel. And when he finished, his back and shoulders were covered, completely soaked through with sweat. Completely soaked through. Randy Moss was interested. Brian Dawkins basically said, I wanted to kill myself. He said, I had no self-worth. I was ready to kill myself. I was thinking of ways I could kill myself. He said this on his Hall of Fame induction. I was thinking of ways how I could kill myself. My wife could still get paid for my life insurance policy. I spent a lot of time trying to come up with ways.
And this was after his career.
Yeah. And you know, I'm gonna get Aaron. I'm gonna try to get Aaron Taylor on. I've had this conversation with him on the air before an interview. It's really interesting. I had a chance to talk to him at the Senior Bowl about 3-4 years ago, and he said, we started talking about Marcus Coleman, and you remember Marcus would come up here, just would come hang out like on the couch. He came on the show all the time, and then it turns out that Marcus was just incredibly bored with life. Like, he just didn't have anything going on. Life as he knew it had ended in his early 30s because he wasn't playing football. And Marcus and I have talked about it, but I want to get to this in a second. Aaron Taylor told me this is a very common occurrence for players who end up going through some yeah. times like this.
Dark times. Certainly dark times. All right, so we are about headed back to Channel 26 here to talk about Roberto Osuna. He will be the topic of conversation with Nate Griffin, who's joining us once again here on ESPN.
Golf countdown, please.
And they're watching, and Stu's hand is up, and Nate is looking at the camera, and he's nodding, and he's going to try to get the names correct this time, which would be a
Melissa and Tom. Okay. And now with Lance McCullers placed on the DL for 10 days, Roberto Osuna is now taking his spot on the roster. And lots of talk this morning. We're here at ESPN 97.5 with John and Lance. First, we'll go to John and we'll get your opinion about this. John, look, man, I know you feel a certain way about this, and so a lot of other people feel the same, or maybe they feel differently.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody. Nobody's going to convince you how to feel about this. Yeah. I still love the Astros. I'm still going to go to the games. I'm still going to support the team. I don't like that they signed Osuna, or they traded for Osuna. That's fine. Some people are going to say, I'm staying away. That's fine. Do what you feel is right. The Astros organization took a shot. This was a heat check. When you're making all the baskets, you throw a crazy one up to see whether or not you're going to make it. This is their heat check. And we'll find out how the fan base, I'm sure they're finding out how the fan base feels about it, but we'll find out whether or not, boy, if they don't win at all, and it's because it's any in way, shape, or form that this broke the locker room or whatever, then Jeff Luhnow's going to face some heat. There's no question.
I think that's a big question, Lance. Lance Zierlein now joins us. I think that's a big question, Lance, about whether or not that locker room is going to be, or the clubhouse, rather, is going to be broken. And I want to get your thoughts about that, man.
I don't think it's going to be, just based on how tight-knit they are. I don't think one guy who comes in for less than half a season is going to break a locker room. I do think it's worth noting, though, that it could strain the locker room a little bit, and it could really strain the relationship with the fans, or maybe it won't. It's amazing how many people on Twitter are saying, I don't care about the personal stuff, I just care about the baseball player, yeah. or who say, let's wait to see what really happened here, and let's get the information. And that's a fair comment to make, but with a 75-game suspension already being served, you know, one has to believe that Major League Baseball had some type of information that caused them to act this aggressively.
Osuna has not pitched since May 6th. We'll see how this all turns out. And, of course, the Astros are hoping for nothing but the best. Man, he better come out smoking. And we're live here with John and Lance at ESPN 97.5. I'm Nate Griffin, Fox 26. Now back to Melissa and Tom.
Thank you. Thank you for getting it right this time.
All right, guys.
That's all.
Okay.
All right. There it is. Nate Griffin,
Thank
Fox
you.
26.
Yeah, my producer was saying we got to wrap.
All right, that's good. All right, Nate, we appreciate it, as All always. Right. Channel 26 will be back at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, let's get Brian in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Brian?
How's it going, fella?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. First thing, John, because of Dale's immense hate for me to leave me on hold, now y'all are not the shortest wait time.
Oh, we are. That was on Dell.
Yeah.
Dell said, don't go.
You're right.
That's on Dell.
You were until Dell come up with.
I know. Dell's ruining Dell ruins everything. Everything he's around, he ruins.
I was going to piggyback off of something Lance was saying earlier that we were talking about how I think it's a bigger deal, though, seeing Trey coming to Houston. It's a bigger deal locally. Now, I'm not, you know, condoning or saying it's not a big deal nationally, especially nowadays. But from all the national headlines that I've been watching, even the Urban Meyer situation is, you know, nationally, it seems like it's a bigger deal. And so I think it is going to blow over a lot quicker than most people think. And it will nationally. Now, locally, you know, I believe it'll be a bigger deal and it'll hang around a little longer. But just like we say, winning cures all, man. And if he goes out there and starts lighting it up, then I think it's going to be squashed a little quicker than normal.
No, you're right. I mean, I think this is going to blow over pretty much locally as well. It's got, hey, our news cycles have a life expectancy. And you know what? We have a short attention span. Urban Meyer certainly helped this weekend, if you want to know the truth. So it got off of the Astros for a while. Now that Osuna's back, it you know, he's on the team. So then all of a sudden it was back in the news again. But once he starts pitching, and if he pitches well and the Astros are winning, they are on the same, by the way, they have the same record at this point that they had last year. And they lost the next four games last year, actually. So this team has a chance to pull ahead of just by playing some good baseball. They actually, from this point to the rest of the month, they played 9-11 baseball. 9-11. So over that next 20 game, over these next 20 games, if they play better than 9-11, they're going to be on pace to be better than last year. And then they finished up in September and October.
Impossible, but I guess you're right.
No, they had
it was a really stinky August.
It was a terrible August.
Yeah.
So they were 9-11 the rest of this month from this point on. And then they were 21-8 in September, which is not outrageous baseball for them. It's not, it's really, really good. It's much, it's, you know, it's seven something baseball, but it's not outrageous for them to finish 21-8. So they got a chance to be, you know, much better than their 101 win team last year. Now, sure would be nice if George Springer is healthy. It sure would be nice if Altuve comes back. It sure would be nice if Correa comes back. Sure would be nice if McCullers comes back. I mean, now we're hitting the don't forget last year, though, we had half the pitching staff was on the DL for a period of time. You had Mike Fiers saving your season at one point.
That actually happened. How long ago does that
seem? It seems like forever.
Even possible. He's not even on your team anymore.
No.
Here are your saviors at that time. Marwin Gonzalez, who couldn't save a puppy and a kitten in a tree. You've got Mike Fiers. Don't even know where he is anymore. Did he go to Mississippi Junior College?
They faced him not long ago. Detroit?
Yeah.
Faced him. Is he back in Detroit?
I think
Fiers?
So.
Don't forget, he pitched against the Astros not long ago.
Who else? There was somebody else who came out of nowhere to kind of save them. Well, I think Tuve got red hot.
But Marte's. He's back with Detroit, I think.
Last year he did?
Yeah.
Saved him, Marte's?
Marte's was, yeah. He was he got a bunch of starts because, well, he's back with Detroit again. Yeah, I thought so. We want to see what Marte's?
I just remember... Cy Fiers keeping him alive.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely keeping him alive. And by the way, Urban Meyer is a bigger deal than Roberto Osuna. Do not get that twisted.
Yes.
It's not even remotely
close. It's not even close.
Urban Meyer is a well-known head coach at a major university, and Roberto Osuna is a closer in a sport that is not going to be a headline. He was not a headline closer. I don't think the Astros are a... They're kind of a headline team. I mean, they're getting up there pretty good. They're not Yankees, Red Sox yet, but they're getting up there pretty good. But it's not going to resonate. Not like an Urban Meyer thing going
Martez
on.
Got four starts during that. He was 5-2 overall. He wasn't great. He had 69 strikeouts and 31 walks.
Ooh, that's terrible.
No, it's not good. But he actually had to fill a void when there was, hey, you had Morton, McCullers, and Keuchel on the DL, and I believe at one point all at the same time.
They were, and then Keuchel came back, but because he was disappointed, Dallas
right.
at the trade deadline, and he was back. But maybe this year you look at, okay, now you're going to have probably, you don't have Carlos, you don't have Altuve, you don't have Springer all at the same time. Maybe it's going to be the same thing, but with your lineup. And hopefully they're all healthy when the season is starting to wrap up and they get hot and all of a sudden you ride a hot streak into the postseason again. I mean, that's going to be the real key. The Astros are so hot they could overcome a tragic bullpen last year with starting pitching, with starters in the bullpen and with just ballsy performances in clutch situations.
And let's not forget, David Ross, I heard this morning, David Ross said, I don't care how you're playing in August, it's when the playoffs start, how well you're playing. Let's not forget, Cleveland went on a 22-game run last year, about now.
Yeah.
Somewhere in
and
here.
And it didn't matter.
And it didn't matter. They lost in the first round.
Yeah.
All right, 8:15, ESPN 97.5. And the Yankees, by the way, may not even make the playoffs.
Hey, tomorrow.
It could be Oakland and Seattle.
Oh, come on.
Dude, they lost five straight.
I hope the Yankees don't make it, but it's also in August, just like we're talking
about.
No, right.
Absolutely.
They're built to last.
Would you mind? I really don't care.
Sonny Gray is terrible.
Sonny Gray's in the bullpen now. I want the Yankees to make it because I want Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, Cleveland. I want the Red Sox to have to get through the Yankees in that first series. That would be totally
sweet. You want them to have to get through the scrappy A's? Because none of us believe the A's can beat
I don't, but I'm going to tell you this. The A's are a better baseball team than the Yankees right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Overall, though, gun to your head, you're choosing the Yankees all day.
I don't know. In one game?
If I told you September 20th, you got three games, Yankees, A's, who wins? You're going Yankees, probably.
One game.
Well, I know, but if I were to tell you who's the better team, you got three games series.
Yankees.
In September, you would guess Yankees.
I would guess Yankees.
You would guess,
Manaya, not Maeda, is the Dodger that the Astros just destroyed on Saturday night. Manaya. Sean Manaya can win a game for you, though. Against Severino might be tough, but 816 ESPN 97.5 703-780-3776.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5. Joe Montalbano. Hey, Joey Montalbano. He says, what about Peacock? Brad Peacock was the Astros' best pitcher last year.
21 starts, 13 wins, 2 losses, 132 innings, 100 hits. He was
what's his ERA?
161 strikeouts. He had a 3.0 ERA. Hmm. Yeah,
he was the
best.
Is this
why you fear him and love him so much?
I sat behind his wife and I was like, I have a man crush on your husband. I did all season long. I'm not fearing him. Like, I don't have the hashtag fear the peacock.
Do you hashtag love the peacock?
No, I don't. I don't do any of that.
Okay,
because he's not. He really hasn't validated it this year.
2.96 ERA. He's only the best ERA of his entire career. No problem. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, at this point, last year, go look up his ERA. He got the 3.0 late. He was.
You know what his strikeouts to walks have been? He's given up 9 home runs this year in 48 innings. He gave up 10 last year in 132.
No, yeah. No, he's not. Wow. He's not the same guy. And go look up about the middle of the year what his ERA was. Or in somewhere in August, where is it? And then at the end of the year, it got up to 3. He was in the mid to low 2s for much of the season last year.
I mean, his WHIP number's below 1 this year. I mean, he's still, you know, when he's one of those guys that he's kind of like McCullers in the fact that when he's on, he's really, really, really going to be tough to deal with. But when he's not, he will get lit up.
I think he tired out last year.
He may have. Yeah. He may have. I mean, the bullpen had to carry that team for long stretches, and I think they just...
Well, he was a starter for most of the season.
Yeah, but when he... At the end of the year, he got... He was
able, he was tired.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he did have 21 starts.
Yeah.
He had 13 appearances from the pen. When they were healthy, he was in the pen, and then he ended up being a starter. Actually, he rode that all the way to the end of the season. So, yeah, I guess you're right. So, Lance McCullers is going to get looked at today. Had to leave with an elbow issue on Saturday. That's not great. Not great for a pitcher who has had arm issues in the past and missed time in the past, missed substantial chunks of time. I'm really concerned with this. We'll see what happens. But Lance McCullers is a big, lively arm. He hasn't pitched great of late. But when he's on, he is a devastating option, and we'll see how it looks for him. Jose Altuve is not going to play in the San Francisco series. Looks like that is going to linger longer maybe than people had initially thought. That's a little bit of a concern. George Springer left the game, re-injured his thumb. That's a little bit of a concern because he clearly tried to come back. He hurt it. I don't know if he re-aggravated it or if that was just... He would have heard it anyway because he slid so hard into the base with that left thumb. But I can tell you this, I'll bet you that puts him on the sidelines for a little bit to make sure it's 100% healthy. And then we're still waiting for Carlos Correa to get back.
He looked like he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, he did.
Which sucked. And I thought, first thing I thought was the torn ligaments that Correa suffered last year. And it was just a jam, but just go and jam your finger into a base, sliding as hard as you can. Why isn't he wearing oven mitts? Why? I don't understand that. Wear oven mitts, okay?
Who does that?
Bregman.
Yeah, who wears the safety?
There's some. A bunch of guys are starting to do that now.
I'm just going to go ahead and ask you. I don't know. I'm going to look it up right now. And obviously, pickoffs, because he leads the nation in being picked off first base during his career too. But George Springer, who I just always assumed would be the next Cesar Cedeno, would hit a bunch of home runs, which he has, and steal a bunch of bases, which he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
And he doesn't look slow, but part of
stealing, he's not a good base player.
Part of stealing bases is timing, it's quickness and twitch of your get off. What do you think his stolen bases to caught stealing percentage looks like? I'm pulling it up right now.
But I'm going to guess he is a 30% base stealer.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
No, and he's bad.
You need to be in a 70% range.
Okay, what is he?
Let's see.
Just this year.
No. 41%, 41 stolen bases, 27 caught stealing.
Oh, that's actually better, way better than I thought.
Better than you thought. It's still not
this
considered
year?
Good. Yeah, he's 6-4. His second
year. What about last year?
5-7. More caughts than
stolen bases.
9-10 the year before.
But this has been something, and AJ was on, and I asked him specifically. I asked him about him leading off, and he went right to
AJ
not,
who?
AJ Hinch.
Why can't we get AJ Hinch on anymore?
We probably can.
Well, let's do it.
Well, yeah, we probably can. We got him on last year, but I asked him. I said, "What about Springer's not really a leadoff hitter?" And he was like, he went right to Altuve's not a leadoff hitter. And I said, I didn't want to argue with him, but I didn't ask that.
He knew where you were going.
Yeah.
You were going
no,
Altuve.
I actually wasn't. I think Bregman would be the best leadoff hitter on
this
team.
But you didn't. That's not your, that wasn't your guy. Now you say
no, that. No, last year. I wasn't an Altuve leadoff guy.
But Bregman's hitting a bunch of home. Well, you know what? Actually, they
so
like
is,
home runs.
Yeah.
No, they like home runs in the leadoff spot.
But he's more a better base stealer. He's a better on-base guy. He hits for higher average. He can run. He's a better base runner than George Springer.
They ain't never changing that. They want a World
Springer
Series.
Is a guy who can drive in runs. He should be later in the lineup.
Why would you change him, though, when this has been what
this
you
is
do
a,
now?
This is when they win.
Like
they win.
Third
so
year in a row.
The argument is he wins. So he wins. Okay.
In the last 3 years, he's stolen 20 bases and got caught 21 times. He gets picked off. He has base run. Like, George Springer, for whatever reason, is just not great on the bases.
No.
His Madden rating, if they had a baseball game for Xbox, I know they have one PlayStation. I have Xbox. So I don't. Doesn't it? Baseball, my kids like Astros, and that's it.
Well, I would
because
imagine
there's no video game where they can learn about other players.
I would bet you he would be pissed when he looked at his Madden rating or baseball rating or whatever the hell
base
it is.
Base would be like a 64.
He would be bad. And he would go, he's not good.
Yeah. That is the reality. Now, have you ever seen somebody get so fussy than NFL players when they see their Madden ratings? I'm for real. Take me off the game. Off the game.
Who just said that?
Who lost their mind on Twitter and then they had a video of them? It wasn't Todd Gurley. It was somebody had a video. I know who you're talking about. There was a...
Last week.
It was a wide receiver, I think, who just was done because his overall rating or speed rating
he doesn't want any part of it now.
And he's like, I want my name off this game. I'm like, this is a video game. You got to stop. But for these players, it's more than a video game. We got to start looking at this totally different.
Leonard Fournette won it all.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Esports is a real thing now. It's not only is it not going away, it's way bigger than most people think it is. They can get 15,000 in the Staples Center, no problem, to watch
people
a
play
team of 4-on-4 play against each other. It's not a problem. Colleges are giving out scholarships for this now. I made a joke about it a couple of years ago. Like, I can't believe my kids watch some guy play Minecraft, but they don't even play it themselves. I got attacked by the gaming community, and they made points like, so you but you talk about the NFL draft. You guys are watching other people play football and work out. And I'm like, yeah, but these are real people who play. He goes, this is a real guy who plays too. And like, yeah, but it's a real physical event. So what? It's a game. And these guys are playing games. And I realized it's just totally different. It is like you can make that argument that this is a game just because it's not played on a field. It's still a game. And there are going to be more kids who are going to be – I really believe this. There are going to be more kids who are watching esports in 3 years than baseball. I have no doubt.
No.
The number's huge right now. Dell.
8:30, ESPN 97.5.
Thoughts, Dell.
Okay, we actually have to talk about another team other than the Astros when we come back right here. How about that? That want to get into this on the other side.
All right.
What the hell happened to the Texans here? That's next right here.
They moved to West Virginia. Out of sight, out of mind. I don't know what's happening with them. Is anyone doing anything?
Well, we might as well talk about the Titans because they moved too, right? Both teams moved? They both moved, okay? One to West Virginia and one to Nashville.
I swear to God, you got to dig hard to go find your Texan stuff now.
No. Well, I'm reading all the stuff, but there's nothing to talk. There's really nothing to talk about.
He's looking good. He's doing good. When you read the transcripts, that's like, he's doing good. It's whatever questions get asked
he's doing
and
good.
Whatever gets answered is what I know.
No.
Where's the practice? I can't see anybody practice. I don't know.
Let's talk about people having let's talk about the Texans having testosterone.
So, nope, not going to do that because that would not be – well, I'm sure they do. It's naturally produced. I got to tell you about something that I think really cool that happened. So, I went in. I had my lab work done last week. I had missed out on my labs the last couple times when I was traveling, and you're supposed to take it consistently for 3-4 weeks in a row to make sure your numbers are where they are. And I'll tell you what happened is I went and had my lab work done finally. It had been a while. They said, okay, you're high in this level and you're high in this level. You're not getting the maximum benefits of your testosterone treatments. So what we need to do is give you this pill to balance you out, and then we're going to just have you donate blood a couple of times to get the red blood cells down. And it's a great example of, I was thinking, man, I'm feeling a little sluggish still. And they said, there's a reason for that. Your red blood cells are up higher than they should be. And this is why Men's T Clinic is so great. When they monitor you, when you do what you're supposed to do, like I didn't do, and get in and get your lab work done, they can keep track of where you are and keep you at optimal levels. And that's why they're so important, because they're out there making sure that you stay at the very best you. And that was on me. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and now I'm going to. I'm going to make sure that besides just getting my treatments, I'm going to make sure that my levels are where they are by following the course of action that they set forward. This is a perfect example of how a company looks out for your well-being, and they don't, you're not just another number where they just give your treatment and on your way. They make sure and keep track of where you are health-wise so that you are truly being the best you can be with a testosterone level that is where it's supposed to be. MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and of course at 7801, or rather at 1801, Durham, right there in the Heights, Durham and I-10. It's MensTClinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:37 ESPN 97.5. All right, more embarrassing this weekend. Carlos Gomez getting hit by the pitch and falling down.
Oh, that wasn't embarrassing. That was awesome. Johnny, when he got up and smiled at his own bench.
But why did he? He's just so Carlos Gomez. Johnny Manziel's first half.
Comeback season.
Who won our under over 162 yards?
You did. Comeback season.
Urban Meyer's explanation.
Johnny's at least out there giving it a shot. Gogo was just having fun. I'll go Urban.
That was the most embarrassing, wasn't it?
I wasn't properly ready to answer the question. I may have.
I failed in, what did he say?
I failed in giving the.
Yeah, I wasn't properly ready during media day.
Clearest fact.
To answer a question that they've been asking me for days. I wasn't properly prepared. Now.
Where's his statement? I'll pull it up.
What happens with Gene Smith now? Because apparently Urban Meyer told him.
Well, that's what Urban says.
Urban says. Now, allegedly.
Did you see Zach Smith out there doing interviews last week?
Yeah.
He's going on the defensive.
And not only on the defensive that he didn't do it, which there's text proof that he did because his wife said, when you strangled me, and he goes, yeah, I'm sorry.
He can go, I didn't strangle you.
Well, what he can say is, see, here's what the fans say. Well, those are doctored texts. Those are probably doctored texts.
No.
They can say that all they want. There's going to be forensics that if she's putting that out there, then she's going to have to provide the text, and she either has them or she doesn't. And there's no getting away from those texts. Like you can go to AT&T or whoever and get those.
Yeah. No. You can say, Ohio State fan, shut up, because you've already been, you defended Urban that he didn't know, and then Urban said he did.
They're having a rally
for him. A petition. Didn't they get 25,000?
Well, you know.
Yeah, now they're having a rally. The new thing is they're having a rally for him.
Well, yeah, as well they should.
Joe Paterno, what? This surprises you? Penn State fans are like, nope, Joe Paterno's fine.
I said this last week. You know that the president is getting lit up by Ohio State fan saying, I don't care that Urban Meyer did that. I don't give a rat's ass.
That's why.
Keep our coach.
That's why it's not going to, that's why Osuna's ultimately not going to matter. No. That's why we got to quit acting like it's so, like this matters and Nate's, what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen because no one cares about anything. Violence against women is not a big deal to people as long as it's not their wife or daughter or sister.
Win, 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 win.
It's true. They don't care.
They don't
That's
care.
Why this is, you're a liar, you're a liar. Violence against children and pedophilia running rampant through a monster running
I
rampant
think
through
that
the entire.
People care about that more.
Well, I mean, Penn State people sure did fight to Joe Pa, you know, to make sure. Okay, they cared about it. They didn't care as much about putting Joe Paterno in the grease.
They wanted to maintain that legacy. And didn't they have like a Joe Pa Appreciation Day a couple seasons afterwards?
Yeah, and keep the statue day.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they actually had a Joe Pa thing in the stadium. Like, it was sanctioned. That keep the statue thing was the fans going running amok. But they had an appreciation day for Joe Paterno in the building on game day.
But the point is, the fans at college athletics, I remember asking this way back. We had a show, and I said, at 6'10", I said, what would you rather do? What would you rather have? Your team, knowing that your team was cheating? It was really kind of basic back then. Pretty naive. I just said, would you rather win, know that your team is cheating, or be average with your team doing it the right way? And we had a bunch of responses.
Cheat.
And it was like, well, it was actually more 50-50. And then it started to roll the other way. Cheat, 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 cheat. And I started, and maybe people were more, hey, let's do it the right way then. I can tell you there's been a dramatic shift over the last decade plus. Where I think people
because
100% just want to win, and cheating is irrelevant.
Well, but I think that everybody thinks, well, everybody's cheating anyway, so why shouldn't we?
That's the easy excuse. Barry Bonds, San Francisco fans were 100% behind Barry Bonds. There was never a time where they were ever concerned about Barry Bonds cheating or PEDs, or of course all that information that came out in Game of Shadows or whatever, that was clearly, they were a bunch of lies and fake news, blah, blah, blah. They don't care, but it's because nobody cares. Nobody cares. They want sports as the escape, and they want to escape. And I'm not saying people don't care that Roberto Osuna is the Astros' new closer, because there will be people who care, but you're not going to care. Not the majority are going to care. And you're not going to be a verbal or vocal majority.
Okay, Thursday when he comes here, will there be more applause or more boos? What will dominate?
More applause, easily. You will hear boos. I'm going to say 75-25. Applause to boos.
But what are you applauding him for? That's the question. Just like Josh Hader, what exactly are you applauding him for?
I think the applauding is going to be to drown out some of the booing. There will be some people who cheer to say, we want to give him a chance. That's, there will be people who boo, and I think the people who cheer are going to be the ones who are saying, hey, I'm cheering for him to get a chance, or I'm cheering to hear, wait until we get more information, or I don't care about, the cheers are going to be, I don't care about his personal life. I care about how he does as an Astro. I'm going to give the Astros the benefit of the doubt. The cheering is going to mean, it's going to have a meaning behind the cheering. It's not going to be, yay, you did a great job with the Blue Jays. Because ultimately, they're going to be, cheering is going to be to combat the boos. You are going to hear boos. I think you are
going to
hear boos.
It's going to be, I love my Astros no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people.
What about in San Francisco when he makes his first appearance? How's that going to go out? How's that going to go?
Oh, tons of. Anywhere he goes, he's going to be booed.
Yeah.
From now on. Anywhere he goes, he's going to be booed. And.
This seems like a bigger deal than the Chapman thing. And Chapman is a much bigger name.
Chapman was. Charges were dropped. So that's probably one of the reasons why, because she wouldn't.
This could well. That could well happen here, too.
Yeah.
That could well happen here,
too. It could. She wouldn't cooperate. Now, this seems like it's getting pretty far down the road, though, for charges to get dropped.
The best thing to happen will be for him to pay off whatever, not have and seal the evidence. Have the evidence
sealed once it's paid off?
I don't know, but his lawyer, if his lawyer is worth her weight, then she will have
intentional getting a female lawyer
dropped. Yes,
got to be
dropped and the all the evidence sealed. That's what will happen. 844, yes, because if it does get out, it's not going to go well, even in just the court of public opinion. That's something that I don't know. If the evidence does get out, that's going to be the hardest part for the Astros, is look at this and you want us to cheer for this guy. If the Astros are going to be able to save face and have him long-term over the life of this contract, I think the evidence can't come out. The evidence just can't come out. 713-780-3776, 845, time for us to talk about Los Skeeters. What's going on with our Skeeters? They're going to be back in town on Friday.
Yeah.
You know what happens?
Long homestand.
You know what happens on Friday night?
Fireworks.
Nights? It's the first time it's ever happened in a minor league park.
Oh, my God. I just accidentally called 911.
No, you didn't.
I swear on everything.
Why did you do that?
No.
Oh, now you're going to. Why did you do that?
Now you're going to have to answer that phone when they call you back.
I know I am. I'm just going to say, I'm sorry. I was talking about the Skeeters, and their deals are so red hot that I was really concerned for the entire city of Sugar Land, because it, amazing fireworks deals and boom, 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 Thirsty Thursdays, though.
Well, I will say, I just hope they don't call you back to the break so I can yell in there and go, help! Help! In the
background. Tracy McGrady, bobblehead giveaway this Saturday. What? First 2,000 fans through the gate.
Skeeters legend.
Football night and Skeeters football giveaway on Sunday. For the first 1,000 fans, Constellation Field, Margarita and Dollar Dog Monday, 2 for Tuesday, Kids in Free Wednesday, and Thirsty Thursday. So a whole week of Skeeters baseball, starting with fireworks on Friday. If you're looking for great, affordable, family fun, it's Skeeters baseball.
So all you got to do is go to SugarlandSkeeters.com. It's Constellation Field. It's a beautiful park, easy to get there, easy to get in. And you're going to have the time of your life. SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Honestly, even last year, I don't remember less buzz about the Houston Texans ever since 2002. Now, it was crazy then when, you know, they first came in and it's all red, white, and blue, and Liberty white and Battle red and something blue. And it was just crazy. Even after the two win seasons, we couldn't wait for the draft, because you couldn't be more, you know, excited about getting the number one pick. I don't remember less less buzz about this football team. Do you?
No, and I really do think it's because you've really limited the number of media outlets that are going to be able to report on it. Let's face it. People don't watch local news like they used to. So you're probably not waiting up until 10 o'clock or even 9-something for Berman to get. You're getting it through Twitter, and Berman will give you some stuff, but he's not going to give you analysis through Twitter. And frankly, you're not supposed to.
Berman doesn't get give analysis.
No, he doesn't
anyway.
Do analysis. That's not so what he a lot
does.
Of these.
But none of the guys do on Channel 13 or 2 or whatever.
Pat Starr,
they give a minute and a half deal.
When Pat Starr got hurt, so he's not there. I mean, John Harris is the guy that you. And John has to be a little careful about what he says.
No, what do you mean careful about what he says? He works for the team.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean.
And plus, you're not supposed to tweet out what's happening in practice as it goes on. Now, John Harris will give you some.
No, you can say, though, guys are doing well, but I don't know that Johnny can be disparaging about a guy. Suppose the guy makes the team and Johnny works for the organization. And,
right.
Well, you said this about me, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, there's really nobody there that can actually give you an honest opinion of what's going on.
Well, they're going to have open practices. They're coming back to Houston, so you're going to have open practices. And then people can. There'll be more buzz on Twitter. There'll be more buzz around the offices. But it really is right now out of sight, out of mind. Now, once the game start, I think we are going to, like, I'm really interested to see what they look like. I don't have any idea. By this time, I will have seen a lot of practices. Usually the practices I go to aren't during the year. It's in a preseason, and this is where I get a feel for teams. This is the second year now where I have had no idea because it's the second year in West Briar, is that what it's called? Or the
Briar? No, Greenbrier.
Greenbrier, yeah. It's their second year there. So I live off of what I read in transcripts. And what I get in transcripts is.
The transcripts are just awful.
I mean, it's pretty basic.
So what do you think of Tristan DeCoot? Oh, Tristan's having a great camp.
He's doing
really well. What about Justin Reed? Justin Reed's having a great camp.
Now,
what about Tyrann Mathieu having him as a leader? He's a great leader.
No, it's not. Now, Romeo Crennel was like, we'll see if he makes plays. Romeo Crennel wasn't gassing anybody up. He's like the least excited of Tyrann Mathieu of anybody I've read up to this point. He didn't say anything bad about him, but he wasn't this effusive overflow of love. Mike Devlin was asked about Julian Davenport. He'll get there. He's still learning some stuff. Like, I was reading between the lines on these. Like, I think Davenport's going to really have some problems. When he changes his tone from he's really getting better and all that stuff to like, hey, he's still trying to learn. You know, he's still learning how to be a pro. Like, oh, this isn't good.
Oh,
he has some things like you can tell when Bill O'Brien is not crazy about a guy.
Which guy did he say that about?
Braxton Miller.
Oh,
he said
well,
he's
Braxton
getting a lot
Miller.
Better. At, you know, he's still getting better. He's learning to run routes better. He's definitely getting better learning to run routes. That's not.
I don't think Braxton Miller makes the team.
I don't think he does either.
No.
I think Bruce Ellington does. And who else? QT and Ellington, I think, will be your slots. I don't think Braxton makes a team. But you know what? That's Rick's pick.
Yeah. You can kick that to the curb.
I say it's Rick's pick. It might have been. That was a draft that he was involved in. He wasn't involved in the Deshaun draft. That was a draft he was involved in. So maybe he had. But if he's not good enough, he's not good enough. Let him go. That's the way it works.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that this has been.
Look at Ken Giles. Punching himself in the face.
Oh, I know.
The tennis player.
Tennis Giles. Kenneth Giles.
Bye, Sports Matt.
Tennis Giles.
Thanks
what?
For listening
bye.
On Sports
Goodbye.
Matt.
Bye. Goodbye.
So do you think, I do think by the time the first preseason game rolls around this weekend, we're going to get back into it.
I don't, I guess.
There's no Rockets talk. Carmelo, Carmelo's an Astro. I mean, is a Rocket. I don't care. He's a Rocket. He hasn't officially signed. He's already said he's a Rocket, so he's a Rocket. He'll get his money. He's a Rocket. Whatever. We've done enough Carmelo talk. So by the time he's added, there's no reason to even talk about it. We've said everything we could possibly say about Carmelo Anthony, and he's not even a Rocket. So when he is signed, I don't even want to talk about it. What new could we talk about? What new could we possibly say about Carmelo Anthony?
His hoodie.
What number he's going to wear.
Right.
There's nothing. We've already covered it all.
how he's going to affect the team.
Already done it. We've already done it.
Do you think he's got new shoes, Raheel? Yep. Raheel thinks he's got new shoes.
Well, he sticks with 7 because we know Capella is currently wearing 15. Or will he pick a different number because he thinks 7 is cursed? There's so many things to discuss, Lance. Many things.
All right.
How soon would it be until he tries to get the head coach fired again?
856 ESPN 97.5.
Maybe that's the holdup.
Maybe that is it.
Antonio, get out of here before he signs.
Look for a new head coach? You know, it's really important we get this one-year minimum salary guy. We make him happy.
Time to talk about being happy with where you live. Listen, if you're somebody that just can't take it anymore where you are, you need to move. You need to, well, if you're relocating too and you can't sell your house, are you gonna leave the city and have your house sitting there and have somebody that is going to try to sell it for all this time? And God only knows how long that's going to be. Why don't you keep your home? Why don't you keep that home and let Renter's Warehouse take care of it? Trust me, Renter's Warehouse will take care of it better than anyone, as well as you do. They are going to be so, so conscientious about you making sure that your house stays maintained perfectly. What I need you to do is give them a call. Let Rich Drake and his team take over. 713-224-RENT.
One low monthly fee is all it takes. And they handle your marketing, your upkeep, your rent collection. They will warranty your renters. That's it. One low monthly fee. And Renter's Warehouse does everything else for you. They are literally a all-in-one from beginning to end program that can take care of building your wealth by getting you top dollar for your property. I see houses in my neighborhood that have been on the market for a long time, and I'm wondering when they're going to make the call to 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT, or go to renterswarehouse.com.